morning.
Are you there, Psalmist?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and tell the nations he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a high place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people of every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountains and magnify his name, to tell all the people of every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and to magnify his name. Oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and to magnify his name, to tell all the people of every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Oh, Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth. Come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth, come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. Oh, Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountains and to magnify his name. To tell all the people, every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and to magnify his name, to tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
All right, thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for your time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call, standing on the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. The mission statement of the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, all messages have been archived on the website as well as the speakers' bios. And the theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a psalmist, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Now, what brought us together was the phenomenal company, first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. Today, Wednesday, is Awareness Wednesday, and our hosts and co-hosts are Victoria and Reggie Flanagan, and the topic for today is menopause. The number to reach our motivational call is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. To avoid any charges, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. Now, I'd like to take this time to introduce our speaker for this morning. Our speaker for this morning is Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai has given her a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Prophet Kai, his greatest blessing, her most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly parent of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Let me pray, and then the next voice you will hear will be our anointed mouthpiece for this morning, Prophet Kai Brown. Heavenly Father, We come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you for the opportunity to be in your presence once again, Lord. We ask that, Lord, you open our eyes so that we may see beyond what we see in the physical, that you open our ears, Lord, so that we may hear beyond what we hear in the physical, Lord. And, Lord, that you will open our hearts so that we will receive the message that is being brought forth to us today from our prophet, Kai Brown, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless the speaker as she comes forth, Lord, to strengthen her, Lord, and allow her to speak with Holy Ghost boldness what it is that she has for us this day. And all these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. We give all praise and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, of course, we want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, for their yes and their founding of the Master's Call. And, of course, we give all glory to our God and to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. We are going to jump right into the Word and just get started as we are continuing our series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. So we started this series the other day where we were talking about the assignment is relationship with God. So we'll do a quick review of some of the scriptures and some of the things that we've talked about. We were talking about being in relationship with God and how our first assignment is to be in relationship with Him. Because if we're not in that relationship, then what are we really doing? And some of the scripture references we talked about was Romans 5 and 8. And God wanted to kind of get us refocus because we were running around doing a whole bunch of things in His name, but we weren't working on our relationship with Him. See, and we were getting things out of order. And so the first line of business is to return to right relationship with Him so then He can direct our steps in the order He desired us to do things. See, if we have not gotten our relationship right with Him, then how can He send us to do the things He desires to send us to do? And we were talking about Romans 5 and 8, but God showed His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And we also talked about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And that showed how he wanted to restore us to right relationship with Him. See, because He had to do some things, you know, since Adam and Eve destroyed that right relationship, they tore down what we had with Him. So He had to send Jesus to the cross to restore that right relationship, to bridge the gap, so to speak, between what was torn down so that we could be restored to right relationship. But see, we also have to do our part. So the first part of the message was talking about what God had done to return us to right relationship with Him. See, it talks about His part of restoring that right relationship. And we also talked about Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him and he with me. And of course, we know me in the Passion Translation. And that's just where God has me with this. It says, behold, I am standing at the door, knocking. If your heart is open to hear my voice and you open the door within, I will come to you and feast with you and you will feast with me. So if you open the door, if you are open to the knocking of God and you open the door with Him, you and him will sit down and feast, or he and you and I, and he, we will all sit down and feast with God if we are open to the knocking. We can be in that relationship to where we can sit back and feast with God. So we were talking about his part in restoring that relationship with us. See, but today we're going to talk about our part. And the first part in being able to restore that relationship is we have to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. We've got to do our part and accept him as Lord and Savior. See, having a personal relationship with God begins the moment we realize we need him, not want, but we are in need of that relationship. We have to admit that we are sinners, and by faith receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. So we've got some stuff that we need to do in order to be able to walk this relationship out. See, we have to understand John 14 and 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have to say, okay, you know, Jesus was being real at this point and say, we don't get to that relationship. Jesus made it very clear, this is not a, oh, maybe we can have a relationship with God if we don't accept Jesus. No, Jesus made it clear, this is an imperative statement. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. Not occasionally somebody might slip through, or by happenstance you may trip up and fall into God without Jesus. It says no one comes to the Father except through me. So we have to realize the only way we build that relationship with God, the only way that we come to that relationship with God is through Jesus. The only way that we come to relationship with God is with Jesus. And in the Passion Translation, Jesus explains, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know the Father. So the only way we get to build that relationship with God, the only way we get to do our part now that God has already done his, is to accept Jesus and to build that relationship with Jesus, is to go through the blood. There is no other way to the Father except through the Son. So we have to accept the salvation of the Son to get to build a relationship with the Father. We don't have options. There are no choices. So we have to accept that relationship. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to do the Romans 10, 9, and 10? Are we willing to do that? And Romans 10, 9, and 10, of course, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that's from the New King James Version. So we have to do those two things. We have to believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with your and confess with your mouth. So that is how you come into relationship with God. And there's no other way. So once you've done that thing, you have solidified your relationship with God. So now you are in relationship. You have done the thing that brings you into relationship. Now you've got to build that relationship. You've got to grow that relationship. You've got to deepen that relationship. And that takes work. That takes daily time. That is a process. That takes commitment to doing and being what God says we are to do and be. That takes reading your Bible. That takes spending time in the Word daily. We have got to read our Bible. And for some of us, that means getting a Bible app and listening to it. There's no judgment because there are people who don't have the focus to read. There are times when I don't have the focus to read my Word, and I will pull up my Bible app and I will listen to it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So sometimes you got to get the Word in your ear gate, and it is okay to listen to it. If that is how you do your reading, that is fine. Don't let man get in your way and try to bring condemnation because you read your Bible by listening to it. That is fine. You get the Word the way you need to get the Word. As long as you are getting into the Word of God and listening to it and devouring it and meditating on it, you get it the way you need to get it. In Timothy 2, 3 and 16, the Apostle Paul tells us all scripture is given by God's inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, and in righteousness. So all scriptures, you listen to all the scriptures, you read all the scriptures. Yes, some of it is easier to read than other parts. There are certain parts of the Bible I listen to because it's just easier for me. Some of the begets and the begotten just are too difficult for me to read. And I'm just being transparent with you. And I am a Bible student. I have been to seminary. And yes, I have read it all, but sometimes it's just too much. And I just have to put it on and listen. But we get into the Word, we dive in and we delve in, and we ask God in those times when we are diving into the Word to give us the revelation of what He's saying in that Word, what He's telling us through that Word. What are we to take from this Word, Lord? What are we to get? What are we to understand from it? What tools are we to put in our tool belt? Or, Lord, is this just for this Word to get inside of us so that when we need it, we can bring it back up? So when the storm comes, we can speak to the wind and the waves and tell them, peace, be still. See, because every time Jesus needed to speak to a storm or to the enemy, He was able to recite the Word. He didn't have to go grab His Bible, but He was able to speak to that situation right then and there. See, that's how much Word we need in us. God's Word needs to be alive and powerful in our lives. So we need to know it and study it and have it within us so that when we need to speak to some things, and not just to storms, but to even the situations that arise in our daily life, that we can speak to it. I had to tell some of the stories that were beginning to come back up in my mind. You have no place. We have to be able to rebuke some of the things that want to come, you know, those old man things that we used to do that want to begin to play in the reels of our minds. We got to be able to talk to those things and tell them, no, you have no place here. So the first way we begin to build that relationship after we've accepted our salvation is to read our Word. And then that second thing is to talk and listen to God. So that's prayer. But that's talking and listening to God. If we want to keep it in plain everyday language, that's talking and listening to God. Prayer should be vibrant time spent with God. Vibrant time. It's not, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Vibrant. Father, we thank you because we can come to you knowing that you hear us, knowing that we are in relationship with you. We get to talk to you. We get to spend this time with you, knowing that you are going to, we should be, oh, thankful that we get to talk to Daddy God. So that time should be a vibrant time. Now, sometimes we've got some issues we need to take to him, but even that should be vibrant because we know we serve a God who loves us enough to take care of those things for us. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. We get to be in relationship with God already knowing that he has already worked it out for our good and his glory. Knowing that we've already won in the end. We already have eternal life. We already know where we're spending eternity. See, those in biblical times didn't know. They didn't have the basic instructions before leaving earth. They didn't know how it was going to work out. We have the answers already. So as we're talking and listening to God, as we understand the assignment is relationship with him, we already know where we're going. So our conversation with him, our talking and listening to God, our prayer should be different. Thank you, Father, I receive that. But we got to make sure that we spend as much time listening as we do talking. As Dr. Vanessa said in her teaching last night, we talk and talk and talk, and we say amen, we get up and we walk away. No, daughters and sons, we got to stay there until God has his time to tell us what he needs to tell us. The third thing we need to do is praise and worship. We need to spend time worshiping God. Worship is our act of adoration for him. Worship is recognizing and acknowledging God for who he is and what he has done in our lives. And it's not just music and song. It can be spoken, it can be written, it can be dance, it can be art. It is whatever creative way you choose to worship God. Worship is a powerful tool. It is a powerful way to fight the enemy off when your spirits are low. See, when we begin to worship God, all of that stuff that is on us begins to fall off. It has to, because we're giving the Almighty his due. There's no way that we can worry and worship at the same time. There's no way those two things can exist in the same place. See, because our focus begins to come off of us and begins to focus on God. So So we got through the first three steps in building relationships. The plan was more, but God had me focused, see, because he wants to make sure we understand the assignment as we count it all joy. The assignment is relationship with him. See, he wants us to get back to the basics, and the basic is to be in relationship with him. See, we've got to get that relationship right before we can run off and do the things he's called us to do. If we are not walking out our salvation and being in relationship, then we can't be about building a kingdom, because we ain't even got our own relationship right. We can't bring others to him if we aren't in relationship with him. We can't be the example to others if we are not in relationship with him. So we're going to leave it here as we count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. Minister Janice, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Kai, for that great word, for the concise and clear steps to what we need to do in order to get back into relationship with God. And now I'm going to pray over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come before you, Lord. Lord, there are those among us that are experiencing sickness, Lord. We're asking for healing. Lord, there are those among us that are in their hour of grief, Lord. We're asking you for comfort. Lord, there are those among us that are facing challenges in their workplace, Lord. We're asking you to step in and to move trouble out of our way, Lord, and to move on the hearts and minds of those people that come in contact with us so that your will may be done in our lives. Lord, we thank you for our prophetess Kai, and we ask you, Lord, that you pour back into her the virtues that she so freely gave of herself this morning as she brought what you had said to us. And we thank you, and we thank her, Lord. And, Lord, I would like to now ask that, excuse me. And, Lord, I would just say thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, please dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-pound. We invite you again to join the morning motivational call this morning. The call number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294612. Thank you, Minister Kaylin, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. Thank you again, Prophetess Kai, for that powerful message from this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Thank you again, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for allowing us to come into relationship with you. Father, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure that we give your name the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. Father, we desire to be in right relationship with you, to walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. Father, be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We give your name the praise, we give your name the glory, and we give your name the honor. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.